This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged. Right? I do want you engaged. It is, to hear people just spew in the party line. You know, you guys already know. Makes me crazy. Right? So, I'm going to play a clip because it's a very important, you know, we are forgetting. I didn't hear a lot of fanfare. We went past what November 22nd stands for. Well, actually, it shouldn't stand for it. But November 22nd, this year anyway, marks the 56th anniversary of President Kennedy being assassinated. Some of us still remember, and I was a little kid, but I still remember when it went down. And, you know, in the light of some of the violence that has taken place, forgive me, but not really. And I say that because we can't forget history. We cannot forget. Look, let's hear what Joe had to say a few years back about this day, okay?
But always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on here. Today, I don't care what group you belong to, I don't care who you belong to, I don't care where you think you fit in the political spectrum, today was a very sad day in American history. Right? So if you think about this, I'll see if some of you, and please don't shout it out. Do not shout it out. But today is an anniversary of the assassination of JFK. And if you were a little guy like I was home at the time. I think I was homesick or something, because I do remember it all happening on the television. I remember my mother crying, my grandmother crying. I remember all of that. And, you know, a human being was assassinated. Not a Democrat, not a Republican, not a whatever. A human being was assassinated today. Or the anniversary of his assassination, November 22nd, 1963. If you have enough toes and fingers, you'd be able to figure that one out on your own. And here's what it sounded like. If you were home that day, if you were with your grandmother, your mother, whoever, this is what you heard. Let's see if I get some. Come on, can I get some volume here? You really going to do this to me? Computers hate me. You know that? I've come to the conclusion they just can't stand me. This is in a day that's black and white, and it's in the day of, you know, yes, there was black and white television. Did you guys know that? Before computer screens, before all other happy stuff, there were black and white TV sets. So let's see if we can get. There we go.
For viewers of the CBS soap opera, As the World Turns, first word came at about 1:40 p.m. Eastern Time. It happened too quickly for cameras to be in place.
And I gave it a great deal of thought, Grandpa. Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Then it was back to the soap opera, but not for long. Soon after, Walter Cronkite was back, reporting from the CBS newsroom, complete with rotary telephones and wire machines.
This picture has just been transmitted by wire. It is a picture taken just...
Yeah, it's really... You really want to feel old, guys? I mean, you really want to feel old? You watch this, and you look at the there's telephones everywhere. Those little push-button phones, right? There's typewriters everywhere. And then a computer in the room. And the picture he's holding up is a very bad, terrible, terrible black and white picture. I know, it's a very serious moment, but it was one of those things. Take a listen.
Just a moment or two before the incident. If you can zoom in with that camera, we can get a closer look at this picture.
And almost exactly 1 hour after his initial bulletin, this now famous announcement.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
That guy was broke up. You can see it in his face. This is Walter Cronkite. Walter Cronkite. Okay? And having to report this, that this guy, you know, Kennedy might have been hated by some, but he was loved by many. Kennedy knew how to reach out to, even though he, you know, come from a very wealthy family, the average Joe loved this guy. And I personally believe, from what I know of John Kennedy, that he would not be loved or wanted in the Democrat Party today. He would be a man without a party, almost. He hated liberals. You know, you think about his comments that day. I mean, not that day, I'm sorry. Think about in his speech when he said, you know, ask not what you can do for what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That is 180 degrees from what Democrats today are saying. For Democrats, it's totally the other way around, is it not? Come on, give us some real serious thought. Let me finish this off and we'll talk more about it.
Vice President Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
You know, when we come back, let me finish that up, because I'm going to talk about the importance of this and the fact that, does anybody really remember? There was no big deal made about this. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mazzetta, your host. We'll be back. You're listening to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzetta here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzetta. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Hey, no free ride. Joe Mateen, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I just seriously appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, if you would. I'm playing a clip of me a few years back when we were discussing. I mean, I can't rebuild on perfection. Anyway, no, I'm just, where we were talking about the JFK assassination. And as the years go on, you don't hear anything about it. Why? I mean, I don't care where you are politically. Because even if you, look, I'm not promoting this, but even if you're a hater of the Dem Party,
Even if you can't stand the Kennedys, a president was assassinated while in office. A dad, a husband, a human being was assassinated while in office. It ain't right. Maybe we should have just tried to impeach him. You know, I mean, seriously. Seems to be the method of the day. But no, in all sincerity, we need to think about this. And again, coming back to, he was a human being. So just bear with me. It's easier for me to replay it than try to remember it. Because, you know, it's pretty good script at the time. I've been talking about the day of, what happened the day of.
Now, you got to give this guy credit. I wish we had the time to do all the coverage.
Well, Walter Cronkite is the guy I'm talking about. He's a seasoned vet, trying to hold it together. This guy was shook up, really shook up.
But you got to give this guy credit. I mean, that was a tough thing to do. Again, he was a beloved man. He was, by all American standards at the time, and even after that, he's still considered a very loved president. And he was not interested in social programs. He really wasn't. It was not the way they were brought up. And again, I'm not sticking up for the Kennedys. Don't get me wrong. They have their fair share of problems. They have multiple of the fair share of their problems. But they're still human beings, guys. Come on. They're still parents. He's still a father. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm Joe Bucini, your host.
No. Like I said, I played a clip. But seriously, sit with you. I don't know. You got young grandchildren? I don't mean three. We don't want to scare the bejesus out of these kids. But it's history forgotten, and it shouldn't be forgotten. You know, some of us on the right, we're always running around screaming on how, they're not teaching history in school anymore. Were you going to blow over this one? And do you remember, okay, I'm going to insult somebody here, but it's okay, you'll get over it, I promise. And then think of all the crazy stuff that was trying to be sold to us at the time. Or as the years have gone on. Right? All the craziness, all the controversy. Everything around Dealey Plaza. What about the witnesses? Didn't everyone hear the shots from the grassy knoll? Right? Who was the umbrella man? Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. Was the rifle recovered really a Mauser? Right? Does the evidence show that the shot was in the grassy knoll or somewhere else? You know, I mean, why did Kennedy's head go backward if he was shot from the back? You see, all this stuff that came up. Right, that single bullet theory. A lot of people have seen that Kevin Costner movie. Right? Connolly was right in front of him. That one bullet had to go through everybody, turn around, come back, make a left, go down to, you know, In-N-Out Burger and come back again. And then Lee Harvey Oswald, right? Well, really, what kind of guy was he, really? Did he really have top secret security clearance? Did he shoot at General Walker? Were there two Oswalds, maybe? You know, what was his motive? There's all this stuff that really supposedly was never answered. Again, medical evidence. Did the bullet that hit Kennedy in the back penetrate only an inch and fall out, like some have said? Was Kennedy hit in the head by a bullet from the front? Are the autopsy photos and X-rays faked? Right? I mean, did all the doctors at Parkland Hospital believe that Kennedy was hit in the front of the neck? What about the bogus evidence they said that they had? Did you know that all the evidence in this case proven to be forged has been on the conspiracy side? One key piece originated with the KGB. Jack Ruby, the lone nut. Right? Theory of the assassination is really two lone nuts theory. Was Jack really a mobster? You know, Jack supposedly was dying of cancer at the time. Was he a violent guy? Oliver Stone's movie, JFK. Well, that tells you enough there. I wouldn't do anything with, you know, whatever. Right? Was Kennedy a liberal martyr? Really? Right? There was a fear that he was going to implement some policies that would bring America into a new utopia. Did that threaten the power elite? Did they want to kill him because of that? No, seriously, I'm not saying to believe any of this. That's not my point here. These were the theories. These were the things that were flying all over the place. You know, some notions about the assassination, logic behind it, whatever. Right? It had to be a conspiracy, or was it a lone assassin? Was it the mafia? In writings about the assassination and real-world criminal justice, the witness testimony, it weighs heavy over this. And how reliable these witnesses. You know, some of them were almost exactly word for word. That usually means there's something up. Then there was a question for a while. Did a Secret Service agent actually shoot JFK by accident? Right? Agent, I guess the guy's name, George Hickey. He was riding in the follow-up car. They say he may have accidentally shot the president. Right? They keep saying it was debunked, or the theory was debunked, or the reality of it was debunked. But it's still out there. Still waiting for the documents to be released. You know, they were supposed to be released in the early 90s. Didn't happen. I think Trump was looking to release them. Didn't happen then either. But you got 50-plus years of all this stuff building up. It's still something you should talk to your kids about. Joe Mazzini, your host, just in the rail side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon at gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Offering his own take on five long days of public hearings, President Donald Trump brushed off the impeachment inquiry as total nonsense and badmouthed a number of U.S. diplomats who testified to Congress about his Ukraine pressure campaign. In one breath, Trump said House Democrats looked like fools during the hearings on Capitol Hill. In another, he offered a window into his political strategy ahead of an expected House vote to impeach him. Trump had this to say about how the hearings have been going.
We had a tremendous week with the hoax, you know, the great hoax. They call it the impeachment hoax, and that's really worked out incredibly well, and we have tremendous support. I don't think I've ever seen support in the Republican Party like we do right now.
In a 57-minute animated phone interview on Fox and Friends, Trump said he did not expect to be impeached. But he added, if the House did vote to impeach him, he would welcome a trial in the Republican-led Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, at least. You really should be part of the solution. Always should be part of the solution. You know, and don't be spewing just the party lines. Spew truth. Spew the reality. That's what you want to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm talking about how quietly the assassination of President Kennedy went by. No fanfare, no loud noises, it almost like nobody cared, you know, about history. That's really what it is, right? That's really what I want to talk about is history. Not political. I asked you guys before the break to make sure you talk to your grandkids. Talk to your kids about it. Make sure they know history. Somebody sent me this link during the break. I think it's worth playing. It actually has to do with the speech that President Kennedy made. Well, actually, not the whole speech, obviously. Bits and pieces of the speech. Let's see if I can make this work. Take a listen. Probably better if you hit the, God. Come on. God bless America.
For all mankind, will you join in that historic effort? And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Here's the one I was looking for.
For all mankind, will you join in that historic effort? And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
No need to wait.
Oh, stop it. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You could not, he could not make it in the party today. How dare you ask me to do anything for my country? How dare you ask that the, you know, again, that speech has nothing to do with putting the country first. Like I said earlier, I just really wish we wouldn't let this go by without any noise, without any real, I don't, fanfare might be the improper term for this, but remembrance, how's that? Just simple remembrance of the day. There was nothing leading up to it during the week. And now, coming into the weekend or in the weekend, nothing happening there either. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And, boy, you guys don't want to let this go. Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. There are plenty of people who feel that not only the mafia, but the CIA and or LBJ himself had something to do with it. I'm not saying he did. I'm not saying any of these people had anything to do with anything. I just think it's kind of interesting that Lee Harvey Oswald couldn't hit the side of a barn if he was standing next to it. I've heard that. So some of you, get the movie. Check it out. See what it's all about. Get informed. Anyway, the days of those kind of Democrats are gone. Now, some of you say, you know, great, good riddance, but you know what? I don't know. I'm not there with you. Anybody hear Mike Turner's questioning, you know, of Ambassador Hill? And Holmes, for that matter. I heard it and thought it was great. If you listen to the time frame, we'll take a listen to this in a second. But if you take the time to listen to the whole thing and listen to the time frames that he lays out, plain simple English, if you still don't believe that these people are lying through their teeth to save their butts, there is something seriously deranged about you. Every one of these people that were up there talking, you know, the ambassadors or what have you, the stories didn't match. And not only did they not match, they actually even admitted, I guess you could say, that they were never asked for quid pro quo. They were never asked to do something like that. And when asked, is there anything here that beats the president on, what do they all say? No. I mean, seriously, how brain dead do you have to be to keep wanting to push that narrative? Anyway, so here you go. This is Representative Michael Turner. And take a listen, or a watch, depending on what you're doing.
...have been levied against our colleague Lee Stefanik on this panel, which have been vile and hateful. For those of you keeping score at home, the effort to accuse our president of coercion, extortion, or bribery with these witnesses as we now come to the closing session of this basically break down as follows. We have Kent and Ambassador Taylor, who spoke of hearsay. Their hearsay of these matters that they said that they had heard were all statements that they'd heard from others who have also testified in front of us. So there's no one that's missing. There's no one out there. Kent and Taylor basically said that they'd heard it from Morrison and Sondland. Morrison indicated he'd heard it from Sondland. Sondland testified yesterday he'd heard it from no one on the planet. Vindman and Morrison both have direct testimony of the phone call with the President of the United States. Beyond that, they only had contact with Sondland, and again, Sondland indicated he had contact with no one on the planet.
So, right now we have connections to the actual event, zero. Right? But full speed ahead on impeachment.
Volker testified that he did have direct contact both with the Ukrainians and with the President of the United States, and indicated that the President of the United States did not condition either a phone call, a meeting, or aid upon Ukraine undertaking investigations, and also testified that the Ukrainians did not believe that either. We also have the direct statements from the President of Ukraine and the Foreign Minister that they did not feel any pressure to undertake investigations.
And think about this. By the Democrats saying that there was quid pro quo, that there was pressure put on, they're calling both the president and the ambassador of Ukraine liars. Flat out liars.
And we also have the evidence that we're all very much aware of, which is they did not undertake any investigations. We also have Yovanovitch and Dr. Hill. Yovanovitch obviously left before the time period. Dr. Hill, we appreciate your being with us today, and Mr. Holmes. Dr. Hill, you have provided me probably the greatest piece of evidence that's before us to illustrate the problem with hearsay. So you said, based on questions and statements, I have heard some of you on this committee, that'd be us, appear to believe that Russia and its security services did not conduct a campaign against our country. And perhaps somehow, for some reason, it was Ukraine. So this is the was held up by Devin Nunes. This is the report on Russian active measures that was voted on by all of us. It begins with this sentence. In 2015, Russia began engaging in a covert influence campaign aimed at the U.S. presidential election.
2015. When President Trump wrote, President Obama. This happened in 2015 when President Obama had control.
One of us, a little small, effort on your part, Dr. Hill, and you would have known that what you just said was not true, what you had heard, but you felt the need to put it in your 8-page statement before you went on to tell us a bunch of other things that you heard about other people, no matter how convinced you were of, also which were not necessarily true. One of which was that you said that Ambassador Sondland met with Giuliani. Actually, Ambassador Sondland testified here that he had not, as ambassador, met with Giuliani.
Now, think about this. He lied. He lied. So what does that mean about the rest of his testimony?
Briefly met him in his lifetime by shaking his hand. And Giuliani used a statement that they had never met either. This is the problem with no matter how convinced we are, Dr. Hill, no matter how much we believe we know that what we've heard is true, it is still just what we've heard. But so far in this hearing, in these series of hearings, the only thing that we have...
You'll have to come back to find out about. Sherman, senior host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0340. 800-800-4305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. You listen to RealSite on GCN Live. Look, we are on a multitude of stations across the country. All you got to do is hop up on the website, to realsite.com. You can check out the stations, the times. You know, if it's not on a station in your area, there's two ways to handle this. Pick up the phone and call them. Say, what's wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying the show? That's one way to do it. And if you don't like the response you get, call me. I'll call them. It's not a problem. Or you can pick up our app online. We have an Apple app and an Android app where you can listen to the show. You can read the articles. So you can do a whole bunch of stuff with the application. Again, Joe Messina, your host, thank you so much for being with us. We're talking about the this week's circus event in D.C. And Representative Michael Turner, the Republican out of Ohio, he was questioning Fiona Hill. And he was laying out, I mean, if you listen and pay attention, you'll see, he is laying out times, places, dates, comments that just don't make any sense. And again, it's supposed to be about fact, not feeling. Every fact that Schiff laid out, these people refuted. His own witnesses refuted his fact. Take a listen with me and enjoy. It's a great show.
Shaking his hand, and Giuliani issued a statement that they had never met either. This is the problem with, no matter how convinced we are, Dr. Hill, no matter how much we believe we know that what we've heard is true, it is still just what we've heard. But so far in this hearing, in this series of hearings, the only thing that we have is Volker saying, I spoke to the president and I spoke to the Ukrainians, neither of which believed that aid was conditioned, neither of which believed that the president was requiring it. And Ambassador Sondland, which said no one on the planet told him that that was the case. That's the sole evidence. Now, I got to tell you, the one thing that's interesting is Ambassador Sondland did say it's his belief that a meeting with the president was conditioned upon investigations.
It was his belief. President didn't tell him that. President didn't say this meeting is conditioned on them. When they come to this meeting, make sure they understand this is what my expectation is.
Ambassador Volker, who I think is a man of very significant integrity, said that that was not the case. Now, even if Ambassador Sondland is correct, that somebody, and Dr. Hill, you testified, and again, it's hearsay, you don't know, that supposedly Mulvaney told him that, because he didn't testify to that. But let's say somebody...
Have we had anybody testify or say, I actually spoke with the president and he said this? I was actually there at the table when quid pro quo was mentioned, and I'm not talking about with Biden. I'm talking about now with Trump. Okay, just so we're clear. Nobody. Not yet.
Besides, the president told him that. You guys want to be the laughing stock of history to impeach a president of the United States because he didn't take a meeting? Oh, please, dear God. Please undertake that. Now, Mr. Holmes. I got to tell you,
is there a question for Dr. Hill?
Mr. Holmes, in your testimony, you said that Sondland said he loves your ass and also said he'll do anything that you want. Mr. Holmes, that information had nothing whatsoever to do with the subject matter of any of these hearings. It was anecdotal. It was extraneous. Your statements that your interests are protecting Ukraine are very dubious when you embarrass President Zelensky by making those statements you didn't have to make. Who cares that Ambassador Sondland said that? And you know you didn't embarrass Ambassador Sondland. You embarrassed Zelensky because you know he got asked this question in his own country, and people are hearing that statement as if it's true.
Time of the gentleman has expired.
It's totally dubious of you to
for the Mr. Carson, you are recognized.
I yield back. Right, I just want to echo that sentiment and certainly lament.
These guys are amazing, are they not? I don't mean that in a positive way, by the way. You know exactly what I mean. It's amazing. That the witnesses, and I'm talking about the witnesses, okay? And nobody, not one, zero, zippo, niente, not one of these guys, with the exception of Volker, I'm sorry, but even he said there was no quid pro quo, there was never any pressure there. But none of the other witnesses saw anything. Everything that happened, they heard. But I mean, seriously. At what point, well, Schiff's never going to do it. Never mind. It was going to be stupid. I was just going to ask you an extremely stupid question. Because Schiff's never going to do anything that's going to show how ignorant he's being. Nothing at all. We all know that. All right, let's switch gears for a second. Let's kind of lighten it up a bit. What do you think? After a week of not having their phones, students say they're much happier. Now, some of you know I'm on the school board, and one of the principals in particular tried this experiment by not allowing the kids to have the smartphones on during the day, right? Not even going from class to class. They could have them on during lunch, early in the morning before school started, something along those lines, but they weren't allowed to be on all day. No, they weren't even allowed to be on during lunch because the kids were kind of forced or corralled and they're interacting with each other. These kids, their phones were taken away for a week. And he said, we're all more addicted to our mobile devices than we think. I mean, when I say addicted, I'm not just talking about kids. We're talking adults, too, here, right? You know people can't even get out of bed, can't make it to the bathroom without taking their phone with them or checking the phone first. Because they might miss some kind of multi-million dollar text that they're going to get. Now, study after study after study has revealed that cell phones are a stress increaser. Remember, these things were all put together to kind of make our lives easier. When you mix that with the dopamine, you know, addictiveness of social media, you got a real problem. At Adelphi University, nearly two dozen students took part in a course called Life Unplugged. That's cool. I even like the name of that. Now, they have to try for a week. They don't have to try. They do have to shut their phones off for a week. It's supposed to help break the addiction. I think it'd be a lot longer than a week. They need to go back to the classics, back to more basic ways of handling day-to-day tasks. Like, hey, setting an alarm clock to get you up in the morning. Wearing a wristwatch to tell time. Writing things down by hand. Whoa. As a reminder, a pickup list. You know, I wonder how many people, you know, I'm watching all these people, and I'm guilty of it, too. Of leaving yourself notes, verbal notes. Right? What is it? When you're texting. You press a button that allows you to speak to the phone, and the phone writes down the words you're saying, or types out the words you're saying and sends it. I mean, heck, we're not going to be able to write anymore after a while. Years and years ago, I actually had a teacher tell me about one of my kids. Don't worry about their spelling, because nowadays they use computers and the spell checkers will take care of it. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Now, the initial going for these kids were pretty hard, right? One girl mentioned that she was freaking out. She could probably cry right now. Another boy showed that his hand was shaking. This is true addiction. You know, talking to some neighbor friends of mine today. And one of the things, you know, they've got young grandkids. I have young grandkids now. And maybe we were the same way. I don't know. But why is it so hard for some of these young parents to take any advice from us? When you talk to them about the addiction of the phones, even at a young age, how bad that electronic device be in front of their face, they poo-poo you. They blow you off. I don't know if it's because it's easier for them. They have a built-in babysitter with the phone. I don't know. They just figure you're old and you just don't like new gadgets. What's wrong with you? But that's not it. It's because we care. We have time to sit back and think. And our day isn't as busy as yours in most cases. So we can sit back and say, look at that kid. He's got a blue glow on his face, even when the phone isn't on anymore. You know that. Tammy and I would kind of joke. There was this restaurant we used to go to. It was a family restaurant where everybody could sit around and, you know, talk and what have you. And you'd see the families at the table, and every one of them had a smartphone in front of them. One time, there was even a baby there in a stroller, and there was an iPhone hanging inside the stroller with some kind of movie on for the kid. Real family time, right? Now, again, remember, this might be sound funny to a couple of us older folks. You know, we grew up without these devices. But these kids, their addiction is real to this stuff. Every day, they're in it every day. They see it every day. They use it every day. Right? There's a school, again, that put the phones, sealed them in plastic bags. Now, some of these young kids, they adjusted pretty quickly. It was cool. And they're loving it. Maybe when the 7 days were up, the students revealed that their lives had improved. They knew more about their friends now than they had what they had for years. They had a lot better relationships, they said. It was just a whole different way of looking at things, a whole different way of living. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. And we'll be back in just a little bit. For some of you, for others, you'll have to get us online at therealside.com.